Our Old Testament reading later is taken from Psalm 126. And verse 5 says this: those that sow in tears will reap in joy, or with songs of joy, if you read it in some translations. Those that sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. I was watching the other night a TV program called The Wartime Farm. I don't know if you watch it. It's all about three people that are working on a farm today, the same way as it was done during the last war. And they've done quite a good job of it. And in the episode I was watching, a man from the government came down to the farm to inspect it. And he walked around the farm and he decided what could be planted and what couldn't, where things should be done and where they shouldn't. And in this program, they told the story about a farmer that the government man came to him and he said, "You will plough up those fields and you will grow corn and wheat in them." And the farmer said, "No, I won't." He said, "That ground is far too wet to grow corn or wheat or any crops. It's more or less a cesspool of the farm because all the water runs into it." He said, "I won't." So the man from the ministry said, "You will." So the farmer said, "I won't." So he said, "Well, if you don't," he said, "we'll take you to court and take your farm off you." Well, it happened that eventually they came to take this man's farm off of him because he wouldn't grow the wheat or barley. And there was a fight and the man got killed. And all the local farmers said, "That man knew best. That man knew his farm, he knew his land. He knew best, it should never have come to that." And I was telling a friend of mine that was brought up in the country during the last war about the program, and she's told me the story of a farmer that she knew, that the man from the government came down and he was walking around his farm and he said, "Right," he said, "that field of grass," he said, "that's got to be ploughed up, and you've got to grow corn in there." And he went to another field and he said, "That field of grass, though it was lovely and crisp and little and green and beautiful, that's got to be ploughed up." So the farmer said, "I'm not going to do it." So the man from the ministry said, "Yes, you will." The farmer said, "No, I won't." So the man from the ministry, from the government, said, "Right, if you won't plough it up, we'll take you to court and we'll take your farm off you." So the farmer said, "Fair enough, let me come to court." So they took him to court and the government man spoke up and told him why he wanted the farm taken off of the farmer. And then the magistrate said to the farmer, "Well, what have you got to say in your defence?" He said, "Well, if that gentleman from the government thinks I'm going to plough up my newly ploughed field of corn and wheat, because he can't tell the difference between grass and wheat," he said, "I'm not going to do it." And they never heard of the man from the government again. Verse 5 of Psalm 126 not only talks about sowing, it also talks about reaping or harvesting. In the program I was watching, and last night's program was all about bringing in the harvest. When I was a young boy during the war, I used to stay in the summer on a farm down in Surrey. Well, it wasn't on the farm, I stayed in the cottage. The ladies, I think it was her brother, owned the farm. And during the summer, to get me away from London, we used to go down there. And us kids at harvest time used to have a fantastic time playing in the fields. It was a real joyful time. The kids used to ride on the back of the hay cart when it was empty, and I was being the smallest, and the youngest was allowed to ride on the horse. The only trouble was I was so small, the only bit of the horse I could ride on was its neck. And I used to ride along on this horse's neck, feeling as though I was riding an elephant. But it was fantastic. And we used to get to the haystack was, the cart was full, we'd all run back, and they'd throw the sheaves of corn onto a conveyor belt that took it up onto the top of the haystack, and it had massive great big spikes in, I remember, to hold the hay as it took it up. And us kids used to ride on it to go onto the top of the haystack, jump off and slide down the side. In those days, there was no such thing as health and safety. I can hear you saying, that's fine, John, but what's that got to do with us today at Christchurch, at Christchurch here? Well, when you tell your friends at school and other friends around that you go to church and that you believe in God and Jesus, the Bible calls that sowing. It's like a field, you're out sowing it. But why does it say in Psalm 126 that they sowed in tears? They sowed in tears. Jesus told a story about a farmer that went out to sow his fields. And as he trudged up and down the fields all day in the hot sun and the dust in his face, his back aching, Jesus said, some of the seed fell on the path, some fell on rocky ground, while others fell among weeds and thorns. Some fell, it said, even on good ground. As the farmer looked back, that farmer looked back at his fields and saw the birds eating his seeds from the path and the young plants coming up and the sun scorching them, and they withered and died. And when cum came up and it got choked by the weeds and thorns, that must have made that farmer very sad and brought tears to his eyes. It can be like you when you go and talk to your friends at school. Some just don't want to know. They're not interested in you going to church or you believing in God and Jesus. Some of others seem interested and come to church with you, but they soon get bored, fed up, and stop coming. Some are interested to hear about Jesus, but other friends come along and persuade them, and other things come into their lives, and they go away. I'm sure it leaves you, as it leaves me, when you tell people about Jesus. It leaves you sad. But Jesus did say, didn't he, in that story of the farmer, that lots of the seed fell on good soil, where it produced good crops. And the farmer had a good harvest. And boy, was he happy to see all that wonderful crop going into his barns. I'm sure he even threw a party, because he had food to see him through the winter. As I said, when we used to go on the fields during the war, as a child, it was a happy time. Everybody was pleased and glad because they'd brought the crops in. And when you tell your friends about going to church and believing in God and Jesus, and they come to church and they start trusting in Jesus, doesn't that make you feel good? It does me. When somebody comes to church. And every time somebody comes to church, I'm sure in heaven they have a party to celebrate and rejoice that somebody has come back to church.